The Big Girls by Susanna Moore. Narrated by Robin Miles, Elizabeth Rogers, Jennifer Burleson, and Tom Steckschulte.
Sloatsburg Correctional Institution, a walled complex of seven large stone buildings, sits on the west bank of the Hudson River. An hour north of Manhattan, by train, it was built in the late 19th century as a sanatorium for tuberculosis patients. Buildings A, B, and C hold 500 prisoners of the federal government, all of them women. The remaining buildings are used for clinics, schoolrooms, the chapel, and administration, as well as for the laundry, kitchens, library, and machine shop. There's a large plot of land behind Building A, where the prisoners grow beans. A high brick wall with two wooden watchtowers, occupied by men with rifles, surrounds the prison on three sides. The river runs parallel to Building C on the east. There are no guardhouses along the river. Which causes me to wonder, do they think that black women can't swim? My first day at Sloatsburg, 6 months ago this Monday, I made a cautious tour of the place, looking over my shoulder as if fearful of my own apprehension. No one seemed to notice or to care, which I decided was a good sign. I am still making a cautious tour of the place. I enter each weekday morning through elaborate iron gates, left from the days when Sloatsburg's population was consumptive Irish housemaids and dairy farmers, passing slowly through three security checkpoints with cameras, metal detectors, scanning machines, and electronic hand checks to a large front hall with a white marble floor. The odor, even in the hall, is female. My office is on the second floor of Building C. The rooms on either side of a narrow hall were once used by patients.